Monroe gets the sweep here over Atlantic here in their Class 3A regional semifinal. I hear the couple of big contributors tonight, Carly Jenkins, Johnson O'Neill, and girls, to kind of start us off here, just kind of give us the thoughts, so just kind of takeaways on this win here for you all tonight.
Yeah, I think we came in really confident. I think we also came in knowing who was going to be at the net, and I think we just played our game and played it really well.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I think we worked really hard in practice and just focused on what we do best, so I'm proud of us.
So obviously, this is the third time you guys have played Atlantic this year. I guess kind of how did that help, obviously, maybe a little bit to obviously have kind of been be familiar with this team and having played them a couple times?
Yeah, I would say they're just a all-around good team. I would say they have a lot of tall girls, so I think working around the block, but also making sure we have coverage behind us when we get blocked.
So obviously, kind of, maybe just kind of talk about your night a little bit there. I know you had quite a bit of action there on the outside there. Just kind of talk about your performance. What was working for you on the court tonight?
I think that they left open a lot of their donut area. I thought tipping was pretty wide open, but honestly, swinging was working well for us too. So yeah.
I'd say, Jocelyn, also kind of talk about it. I think you had around 14 to 15 kills tonight. Just talk about your performance here this evening.
I would say there were open shots, but at the end of the day, like, we know we can swing. So I think we just took really good swings, especially out of system. I think we're a little more out of system than we have been. So I think just taking good swings out of system is a really important thing to do.
And obviously, I know Keely also had a little work tonight. Also, Natalie Johnson also with a couple big hits. Just kind of talk about this depth, obviously, Carly, that you guys have on this team here this year.
Yeah. I think we're a really well-rounded team, and I think you can give the ball to anyone. It's going to go down. I also think that we're all super confident in each other, and we're also confident in ourselves. And I think just going up and hitting is what works best for us. Yeah.
Obviously, moving on to a regional final now coming up here on Tuesday, Jocelyn. Just to kind of talk about, obviously, getting to that round here and obviously having a chance now to try to punch a ticket, obviously, to the state tournament.
Yes. I would say we're very excited, and we're very excited to show what we can do. I still don't think we've shown our full potential, so hopefully just moving forward, we can just really get in the gym and just focus on what we do best and execute what we can do.
Congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Right, once again, Redwood picks up the sweep over Atlantic here in the Class 3A regional semifinal. We're here with Coach Angel Montgomery. And Coach, just kind of start us off, just kind of give us the overall thoughts, obviously kind of takeaways on this win for your girls here tonight.
Well, I think it was a fantastic win. I think what stood out to me the most is how balanced we were tonight. You know, it is going to be no big surprise that we have two outstanding hitters out on the outside. But it's those supporting pieces like Natalie and Carly in the middle, Ellie on the right side. Keely loves that back row pipe, but it's those extra pieces that I think make us a pretty dangerous team. And when you can see, like, let's see, Jossie led us with 17, Keely and Carly had 11 kills, and then Natalie and Ellie both had 5 kills on 10 and 11 attempts each. So, I mean, just extremely efficient. And just always ready for the ball. And I just think that's, not only does that keep a block guessing, but just it keeps your defense trying to figure out where it's going to come from next. And I just love seeing that at this time in the year for the kids.
And also, you know, it seems like just about everything you guys are able to dig out as well there in receiving those. I know Mario obviously has a pretty busy back there. I know Jocelyn helps out with that as well. Just kind of talk about that aspect of your guys' game and keeping things alive.
Yeah, and that's one thing, like, they're just relentless. You know, it's not always a great pass, but they put it in a position where Emily, I mean, we work a ton in our practices out of system because we know we can be great when our set is right in system, but it's that most of the game is played out of system. So the better we can be out of system, the better we're going to be as a team. And there was one I remember that I think Keely took a swing back at the 10-foot line for a kill, and just, you know, they're comfortable. They know exactly where they're at on the court, and that all starts with a pass. So yeah, Marielle back there just all over the place. And then Jocelyn and Keely when they're in the back row too. Keely is probably, for me, she's the biggest communicator back there. You can hear her all the time talking to her pin hitters on what's open, and it's super valuable.
And obviously, the first set, you guys were kind of in control for most of that set. Start of the second set, a little more back and forth, but they respond there and able to pull away there in that set as well. Just kind of talk about that response there from them, obviously, to shake off the start to that second set.
Yeah, it was a little bit iffy back and forth. I mean, credit to Atlantic. Emily Harlan as a freshman is fantastic. I just love watching her play. Like, she has a lot of poise for a freshman. She's going to be fun to watch the next 3 years, but you know, we kind of let her get a little bit too hot there on a couple balls, and but credit to our kids, I think one thing they do well is that next ball mentality, moving on to the next point, and you know, just being ready. So
obviously move on to a regional final now on Tuesday. I think it's just one final actually there. Clarinda takes the one that takes it over Creston there. Yeah. Also rematch over there with them as well now coming up next Tuesday. I guess just kind of talking about looking forward to that matchup a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup no matter who it is. I mean, it's a little bit different as the regional final. A lot of times, you know, you're playing an unknown team at that point to get one of those green banners. And it just, you know, there's a little bit different element of preparation that's going to go into for, you know, any one of us, because we know a lot about each other. So, you know, the next couple days in practice, it's going to be a lot of just honing in on what we need to do on our side of the court, and just being relentless and having that next ball mentality all the time. So
congrats on the win tonight, Coach.
Thank you so much.